Banana.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the free food and medicine portion of the Manic Monday podcast.
Is this live or Memorex?
It's live.
It sounded like a recording.
Hell yeah, no. I didn't log in time to fix the... for whatever reason, it still isn't playing. But whatever, we're live on Blog Talk Radio. Radio. Today's
Alrighty.
Topic, bananas.
Yeah, and if we run out of subject, we can talk about beets.
Beets, or I have another topic. It's called astragalus. Astragalus.
Yeah. That's a good one. That is a good one.
Yes. We touched on it before, I recall, but I don't remember what for.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Probably a cold cure. But yeah, it helps with building your immune system.
Yes. So bananas. Are good for what?
I don't know, but I can read his blurb here.
Good.
Let's know. Musa Paradisiacum. I can't even pronounce the scientific name. Sorry, folks. Considered a weed in Asia. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, nice.
The flowers are edible. The root and stalk are edible. Juice from the stalk core is used to treat kidney stone. Sap is used as glue. Leaves can be used as plates or place settings. Banana blossoms, also known as banana heart, are purple-red, pointy growth at the top of the trunk. Yeah, they don't look very much like flowers. And you know, banana flowers can be eaten raw or cooked. Remove tough covering and eat the soft white inner part. Some varieties are too bitter. Soak in water to remove sap before eating. Wild bananas have large, hard seeds. Bananas are one of the best sources of potassium, which helps heart, blood pressure, arteries. Wow. Okay. He kind of stopped right there. That's funny. Bananas have an acid effect to help stomach ulcers. Great source of fiber to help elimination, constipation. Good source. Of wow,
that's a long word.
Fructooligosaccharides. Yeah, I did pretty good until I got to the last paragraph, last syllable.
Saccharides. Fructooligosaccharides.
Yeah. I'm sitting there trying to work it out in my head how to pronounce that properly, and yeah. I'm sure one of our listeners is listening as
Fructooligosaccharides.
Anyway,
like that.
So he tells what that is. He says that chemical, which feeds probiotics.
There you go.
Green bananas help leaky gut and nutrient absorption. Commercial bananas may be treated, and I can't change the page fast enough, with ethylene gas to ripen them, but also makes them bad for people with latex allergies.
Uh-oh.
Right, so, you know, you don't want gassed bananas, unfortunately, but that's what you buy. Okay.
I have gas after I have bananas. Is that okay?
That's probably fine. That's why it's better to grow your own, smiley face. Bananas are also mood enhancers and mild sedatives. The potassium helps you sleep better. For white teeth, rub the inside of banana peel on teeth for 2 minutes. Nice.
Hey, there you go.
So don't throw your banana peels away right away. Use them later when you go to brush your teeth.
I hear they're good for wart, too, if you rub them on a wart.
I did not know that. He's got a beautiful picture here of a wild banana. And it is shot full of seeds. As I understand it, the seeds are about the size of a BB. And they're all through the fruit. So if you were to eat a real banana, one that hasn't been bred to be seedless, you'd be sitting there spitting out little BB seeds all over the place.
Or swallow them.
I suppose you could. I don't know. I've never eaten one. They might be crunchable. You know, I eat a lot of seeds. I eat my apple seeds. I eat my orange seeds. You know, you give me a fruit, I pretty well eat the seeds. The only seeds I don't really chew on, as a matter of fact, I do not chew on these at all, is when I eat pokeberry.
Oh, yeah, you're not supposed to.
Well, yeah. Supposedly, you're not supposed to eat pokeberries themselves, but, you know, hey.
This is true.
I found they cure my colds and such really quickly. So, anyway, that's a side topic. So, yeah, he's saying grow your own bananas. And as I understand it, there I haven't located one yet, but I want to locate, supposedly there is bananas which grow in temperate zones and produce fruit. So, and we know of at least one person here locally in the city of Stockton who has banana trees growing in front of his house, and he never takes them in. They overwinter in the ground. So
nice.
Now, I've never seen flowers on them, and thus I've never seen fruit. But they, he never takes them in either. So, and what Rothkrantz is saying is, you know, the leaves and the stalk and all that are all good to eat. So, you know, it's a green leafy vegetable, I guess.
Good to know.
All right. So, warts and arteries and potassium.
Yeah, one thing about bananas and avocados, they're fatty. So if you eat too much of them and you're not working or working out, you will gain weight. So if you need to gain weight, they're good for that. If you don't need to gain weight, you need to eat them before you work out or do some heavy labor.
Okay.
Because they're great for building muscles. But they're also great for building fat. If you don't build the muscle, it'll turn to fat.
What about the stalk and the blossoms?
That I don't know. I'm talking about just the regular food part.
Well, those are regular food parts. It's just they're not regular food parts that most people eat.
That's what I meant. Common knowledge.
Right.
Regular food part.
Right. Right. I could just see you serve somebody a salad, and it's like, well, what's this? Banana. And
it's a banana,
you know,
salad.
The flower has been chopped up, or the leaves that have been chopped up. And they'd be like, that's banana?
I like to eat maples and bananas. But anyways. Okay. So. Anything else on bananas?
Honestly, I was unprepared for banana.
What was you prepared for?
Well, as you had pointed out earlier, we had skipped banana.
Oh, I know. You was prepared for what? Broad bean?
No. That's we already did that. Whoa.
Did we?
Yeah, we did broad beans. Fava, remember?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, fava
we
beans.
We skipped beets, too. We did broccoli also?
No, that was the next one.
Oh, okay. Were you prepared for that?
Yes. All the way down to carrot. But we have skipped beets. We should probably read about beets.
Can't skip beets, especially red beets.
Right.
All right.
Okay,
we'll
so beet.
And then we'll go to the one I was going to talk about.
Oh, okay. Beets, Beta vulgaris. Hey, I got that scientific name. Good blood builder. Rich in minerals, especially iron. He's got a star after that. I don't know why he's got a star after that. Great source of calcium, magnesium, and selenium. Beet juice is rich in iron, sodium, potassium, phosphorus, calcium, sulfur, chlorine, iodine, copper, vitamins A, B1, B2, B6, and niacin. All right. Juice has cancer-fighting properties, great for skin, gallbladder, and liver. Juice or blend beet leaves for strong, healthy qualities, strong healing qualities, I'm sorry. Yep. Yeah, I bet you that beet juice would really give your skin some good color, especially if you rubbed it in.
Yeah, and the red beet is good for pain and inflammation as well.
Right. Yes, and I was joking in case somebody didn't understand that. Beet juice is kind of a dark purple, and it stains everything it touches.
Pretty much. Like pokeberry.
But, yeah. Yes. Beets, not that anybody needs to know this, pickled beets was my favorite food when I was a little kid, and somebody had, for whatever reason, given my mother their stockpiled of canned pickled beets, and it probably would have lasted a normal person, you know, a decade. I pretty much by myself went through the whole thing in less than a year. I ate beets every day. I ate them for breakfast, I ate them for lunch, I ate them for a snack.
So beets
my mom
and chocolate.
Thought I was nuts.
Beets and chocolate.
Well, I do love chocolate. Back then, though, I was allergic to chocolate. Chocolate would cause my chin to turn purple.
Weird.
Yeah. Well, it was something to do. It caused me to. It reduced my circulatory whatever. It basically the blood stopped flowing in my shin, so it turned purple.
Kind of like
which is kind of freaky.
Kind of like I can't eat too much dairy or it makes my throat lock up and I can't breathe.
Well, yeah, I could live with a purple shin, and I love chocolate.
Yeah, I like dairy. In fact, I'm eating a weird cheese right now. But if I have too much of it, yeah, well, it'll make my throat swell up. So I got to ration it.
Right.
Niacin is also known as vitamin B3.
Is it B3? I thought it was B2. That's why I paused when I said that. Read that.
Apparently not. But I always thought it was either B6 or B3. But since he's clarifying a difference between B6 and niacin, niacin must be B3. I have to go and do some extra research on that. But people are more familiar with the benefits of niacin than they are the benefits of vitamin B3. And so I think that's why he specified niacin.
Right. Well, I tell you what, that which niacin helps you with, it's, well, the B vitamins are very important for your energy system in your body. All right. Some of the B vitamins help with fat. Some of the B vitamins help with sugars. Most of them help with both. They have niacin is vital in your nervous system and your mental health. And, you know, all the B vitamins support that as well. So it's, you know, so getting your B vitamins is very important.
Yeah, niacin is vitamin B3.
So you can't beat a beet.
Nope. Let's see, what else? The selenium. Now, magnesium, calcium and magnesium is great for the body, the bones. We probably need more magnesium than we do calcium. But magnesium, every mineral has a counterpart. So magnesium is calcium's counterpart. And you need magnesium to help regulate your calcium in your body. Otherwise, you will have
arthritis,
stones, gallbladder stones, arthritis, things of the like. Magnesium also helps with pain and inflammation as well. Selenium is great for the heart. Beets are supposedly high in selenium. So if you have heart problems or you want good heart health, selenium is one of the minerals for the heart. I forget the counterpart for selenium, but you need selenium for your heart.
Right. Okay, so where do we find astrologus?
Page 88.
Oh, that's what that looks like. We'll talk about that later. There we go. Hey, I may have seen this before.
Me too.
Milk vetch. Ah, okay, maybe I haven't seen it before, but I have seen vetch.
Okay.
Before I read this, my mom ordered astrologus from China. Apparently, she didn't need to go so far.
and we used it for a basically a cold cure. We included it in our soup and such because that year we seemed to be suffering a lot of colds and flus, and it helped a lot. So.
Yeah, it says here it's an antiviral.
Yep. That's what we used it for. Okay. So I will read and try not to stumble over the two scientific names that they gave for it. Astrologus, a.k.a. Milk Vetch. The scientific name is Astrologus propinquus and Astrologus membranaceus. Okay. A life prolonging adaptogenetic vasodilator, antiviral, anti-cancer, antibacterial, immunity stimulating herb that produces extra interferon in the body, which would be the main reason why it's good for colds and flus. Used with cancer therapies because it counteracts the immune suppressing effects of cancer drugs and radiation. Extremely useful remedy for physical weakness and drained energy conditions like chronic fatigue, candida, herpes, hypoglycemia, and exhaustion. Works great when used together with ginseng. Great for spleen and lungs. Increases life energy and stamina. Good for reducing night sweats and fluid retention. Reducing fluid retention or helping with fluid retention? Anyway, sorry. Vasodilating properties help noticeably lower blood pressure, improve circulation, break up blood clots to prevent heart disease, boost burned out adrenals for energy, helps normalize nervous system, balance hormones, very good for lungs, respiratory conditions, and helping regenerate bronchi cells, beneficial to gastrointestinal tract. The root is the medicinally used part and isn't ready to be used until the fourth or fifth year of plant growth. Hairy stems and leaves make up to 12 to 18 pairs of leaflets. Other species of Astrologus can be poisonous, but Astrologus membranaceus has no detrimental components and is used worldwide medicinally. Very popular in China. Sliced root available in most Chinese herbal stores. Unripe fresh seed pods resemble green plums and are edible. Interesting. Okay, so there's not just, so I probably have seen Astrologus, but not all Astrologus is safe. And so
right.
So he gave two, the scientific name for two that are safe. And so I'm going to spell out the part that I can't pronounce. I'm going to spell out the whole thing. Okay. So the first one is Astrologus propinquus. And forgive me if I murdered that pronunciation. It is Astragalus. That's Astrologus. And then the other part is propinquus. So yeah, that's UU. Okay. And the other one is Astrologus Membranaceus, and that's Membranaceus. Okay. And, you know, just from what I'm reading here, a lot of people are doing the vaping nowadays.
Oh, God, yeah.
And early on, I had read some stuff that showed that it was indicated that vaping was causing bronchial damage. Scarring the bronchi inside your lungs. And this article suggests that it helps grow those bronchi cells back. So, you know, if you have diminished lung capacity due to basically sucking water vapor down into your lungs continuously, you know, yes, even water can be poisonous.
that's true.
You know?
You're not supposed to breathe water.
Yeah, you're not really supposed to breathe water. I mean, yeah, I can understand, you know, sometimes you run a humidifier because, you know, your lungs and throat are dry and stuff like that. That's fine and good and makes sense. And, you know, maybe a little vaping for that case would be fine, but continuously vaping over and over and over again all day long, not so good. So,
sure.
And so this might help repair some of that damage. Heck, maybe even make a tea out of this stuff and vape that. No, I did not suggest that. That's probably not a good idea. But there you go.
There you go.
All righty.
Any last words before I play? Any last words before I play our disclaimer?
Why don't you do the disclaimer?
All right. Last words. Basically, check out freefoodandmedicine.org for the rest of the story. We did a prequel at freefoodandmedicine.org, so when I get it uploaded, you'll have to go there and listen to that. That might be in a week or two, maybe next year sometime. Meanwhile, go to freefoodandmedicine.com for Marcus Rothkranz. And or freefoodandmedicine.net if you want to give me credit for his stuff and going to his site. So, at that, we'll play our disclaimer. And in about 30 minutes, we will start our ScrapGov Scrap podcast. You can find that at scrapgovscrap.com. And feel free to call into that one as well. All right. So long.
Demented Dungeons and Dragons disclaimer. Asterisk legal notice asterisk. This podcast is for educational and / or entertainment purposes only. Our opinions and religious beliefs are our own. Most of this is all hearsay evidence and is not admissible in court. Our first-hand knowledge is your hearsay evidence and you should always go and do your own homework. We are not necessarily encouraging you to overthrow any terroristic tyrannical de facto governments, medical establishments, fast food franchises, any religious or non-religious 501c3s or anything of that matter. We do encourage you not to feed the beast, we do encourage you to love your neighbor, your community, and your homeland. We do encourage you to do what is right, when it is right, because it is right. We do encourage you to protect your de jure government, your sovereignty, your freedoms, and your liberty. And those same freedoms and liberties for your neighbor, your community, your people, and your homeland. The Lord gave you free will, please use it wisely. Pray it forward, Pray for others as you would like them to pray for you. Love others as you would want them to love you. Please read 1 Corinthians 13. We practice God's medicine, not man's medicines. Any nutritional statements heard on this podcast is just our research and/or experience. Most of them may not be accepted by the FDA. Under the New World Order rules, regulations, standards, codes, and guidelines, we are not allowed to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases. But we cannot cure you, nor can your doctor, only you can heal yourself. Disease is a result of a nutritional deficient environment. Feed your body right, and your body will cure itself. Man and/or other animals, we are not man animals. This podcast is not made for animals, this podcast is only for certain humans made in God's image, endowed by God with certain inalienable rights. If you are an animal, this podcast isn't necessarily for you, please tell your human about us.